Evolution. You should probably be familiar with the idea that humans somehow evolved from apes and monkeys. Whilst this is true, it tends to be a distraction from the main idea of evolution, and that's that species change over time. Firstly, we have to be comfortable with what a species is. A good definition is a group of animals that can reproduce and have fertile offspring. For instance, whilst Chihuahuas and Great Danes look vastly different, they could actually have a puppy, which could grow up and have puppies themselves. They look ridiculous, but it shows that it can be possible, and therefore, whilst lots of dogs look different, they are considered part of the same species. Donkeys and horses can have offspring, mules. However, because these offspring actually have an odd number of chromosomes, they cannot have offspring themselves. The lineage is at an end. Therefore, we don't consider donkeys and horses to be part of the same species. They cannot have fertile offspring. Okay, so evolution is the statement that over time, a population of a species changes and develops. There are two ideas of the mechanisms by which this occurs that we need to know about at GCSE. Regardless, just bear in mind that the idea of evolution is actually all about the change over time aspect. The first idea was the brainchild of Jean-Baptiste Lamarck. His big thought was that the inheritance of acquired characteristics. In short, Lamarck believed that animals acquire certain characteristics over their lifetime. For instance, if I hit the gym and become really stacked, I've acquired the characteristic of being really strong. Lamarck then says that aspects of these acquired characteristics are passed on to the offspring. This means that my children would also be more muscular. Over time, as the animals keep acquiring characteristics, the population changes appearance. His classic example, and an exam question favourite, is giraffes. Some giraffes stretched a little higher for the leaves at the top of the trees. This slightly longer neck was then passed on, and their offspring did the same. This then all got a little bit out of hand, and you end up with a giraffe. A quite frankly ridiculous animal. I mean, just a stupid neck. The other idea, and the real winner, was the method of natural selection, which was the theory of Charles Darwin. There are four steps to explaining the change in the population by natural selection, and going logically through those four steps is a classic 6-mark exam question. Firstly, there needs to be the recognition that a species varies. We don't all look the same, and neither do all dogs, and all lime trees, or all mice. These variations are due to natural mutations in the DNA and genes, causing different phenotypes, characteristics, to appear. Secondly, you have to recognise that there is a competition out there. All organisms are at war to survive, be it competing for resources, for mates, for space, for habitats, or for anything necessary for life. Thirdly, you state that some organisms will naturally, due to their variations, be better adapted to the environment than others. For instance, the giraffes with the naturally longer necks would be better at getting those higher up leaves. Those animals best adapted to the environment are therefore more likely to survive for longer. This was later termed survival of the fittest. Lastly, those which survive longest are more likely to have babies. Because the genes of the parents are passed on, those babies are quite similar to their parents. The cycle then repeats. Those offspring most likely to survive will do and pass on those variations. Over time, the whole population has changed. The population has evolved. In summary then, evolution is the change and development of a species over time. Lamarck said this was due to the inheritance of acquired characteristics during the parent's lifetime. Darwin said that this was due to natural selection, whereby naturally varying species will have some organisms better adapted to a tough world than others. These are more likely to survive and have babies, and so the population has changed. Questions. What is the definition of a species? How would Lamarck explain how horses got taller, sleeker, and faster? And finally, how would Darwin explain that same question? How would Darwin explain how horses got taller, sleeker, and faster?